AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the time is right to send another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine.
We're in a critical window now of time where that they're going to set the stage for the next phase of this war. And the United States and our allies and partners are moving as fast as possible to continue to provide Ukraine the forces that they need, the weapons they need, the equipment they need.
Included in the mix, heavy artillery and specifically developed Phoenix Ghost tactical drones. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We believed that that this particular system would very nicely suit their needs, particularly in eastern Ukraine.
The Russian military is focusing on eastern Ukraine as President Vladimir Putin declares victory in Mariupol, even with Ukrainian soldiers and civilians still holed up in a massive steel plant inside the city. Russia announces bans on a number of government figures and others from the U.S. and Canada. Included on the list, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, and State Department spokesman Ned Price. His reaction?
It's a great honor to share that enmity with other truth tellers, my colleagues John Kirby, Jen Psaki, as well as a number of journalists who have done incredible work sharing the jarring, bloody truth of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Putin's government calls the sanctions a response to sanctions by the Biden administration, and they target people it claims are shaping Russophobic narrative. Florida House of Representatives gives final passage to a bill to dissolve a private government Walt Disney World has been allowed to operate on its properties for more than 50 years. Governor Ron DeSantis is upset with Disney over its opposition to what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. Critics say the measure will have a huge tax implication for Disney, as well as homeowners and other property owners in the Orlando area. This is AP News. Along with the weapons and military equipment and supplies to Ukraine, the U.S. is supplying Ukraine with additional millions.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says an additional $500 million is intended to help Ukraine sustain critical government operations as it fends off Russia's invasion.
Salaries, pensions, and other social assistance programs necessary to avoid a worsening of the humanitarian situation.
The new funding is on top of another $500 million in economic aid President Biden unveiled in March.
We know this is only the beginning of what Ukraine will need to rebuild.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Less than a month after its splashy launch, CNN Plus is being shut down. Warner Brothers Discovery, CNN's new corporate owners, quickly pulling the plug on the multi-million dollar subscription-based venture. The 500 employees get first dibs on about 100 jobs available at CNN. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.